Welcome back to the Packcast. You got Super Booker T hyphen Ertl. This is a race, but you better stay in the turtle's place. We got Money Q.
Hey, what up, everybody? Everything I say is golden.
And you got M Dodo.
M Dodo for Shodo. Welcome to the show. What is good, everybody? What is up? What is up? What is up? You are here with the Packcast. T, can I get a howl? And it's a full moon out tonight. That dang on thing is beautiful.
Yeah, you can see it through the clouds.
Yeah, it was like magical, and it was huge.
Just so that means it had to be bright in space.
Yes, it was so close. It looks so close to us. Very, very close. What's been up, man? What's good?
Hey, man, it's been a couple weeks, man.
It has.
We've been a couple weeks.
Yeah, we've been MIA for a couple weeks, man. A little bit of everything. So fill us in, Super Booker T. What has been going on in your world in the past couple weeks, sir?
Well, still trying to make this baby. That's first of all.
That's what's up.
You know, that fertility clinic keep calling. They want their money.
They keep calling me.
So been dealing with that situation, and then went to the Indy 500.
Right on. It was the Indy 5. That's what's up.
We have 106 racing of the Indy 500. There was a Swedish driver named Marcus Ericsson that won.
Yeah, I was about to say, with the biggest spectacle in sports, they call it.
There was over 375,000 people there.
375,000.
I was like, wow.
Ooh, it's a lot of people.
The only race that was bigger than that one was the 100th running, when it was actually sold out, where like they had no more tickets left. That's the only one that they ever had that with.
Hell yeah.
But it was a lot of fun, man. Hung out with the kids for carb day and, you know, like really just kicked it. And then next thing you know, my son goes from school to summer day camp,
mm-hmm.
and I ended up with that shit.
What shit are you talking about?
That Rona.
Oh, no. Oh. Yes. Oh, sweet baby Jesus. What happened? You ended up with the ninja?
Yeah, he came and chopped me out of nowhere. You know, it's a 7-day itch.
Oh, he had the shurikens. He was up there.
So I ended up having to get through that. Took some days off work, and all three of us got it. Me, the wife, and the son. So.
Oh, and we're talking about it. Like you said, the Rona. If y'all don't know what that is, Super Booker T was out with the good old magical COVID-19.
Man, I got bit by the bug.
You got bit by the bug, homie.
I mean, it wasn't terrible. I can tell you that right now. It wasn't terrible, but I definitely knew. Like, because you know how you can get the at-home tests stuff? And then my wife works in the medical field, so she ain't going to pull no punches there.
Right.
So we all three tested, and a couple days after he went to this summer day camp with all these new kids, he got it and brought it right home. Like, most ailments happen when you have kids.
Mm-hmm. You say, he got it. Yeah, baby, he's got it.
I'm your Venus. I'm your fire, your desire.
Oh, that's crazy. But yeah, did you have any we'll just be breaking down the song. Did you have any symptoms? What did it feel like? I mean, because I've been matrix, you know, pulling the matrix on that shit so far.
I got a good 2 years in before I really got it.
Yeah, you know I mean? But you did well.
It's different for everybody because all three of us had different symptoms.
Ah.
So my son had a temperature,
mm-hmm.
and his stuff was at like 103.
Who?
104. Well, that's like sweet, it was up there. And then the wife, she had more of a throat issue, like talking like she smoked 1,000 packs of cigarettes.
Yarr, matey.
And then I had more of an inflammation, like more of a cough with a mucus.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So all three of us had three different symptoms, but we all kicked it, you know, in a couple of days, you know what I mean? But still, I just, like, hey, shit is real, son.
There it is.
Oh, well. But got through that. And got back to work and, you know, just working hard. And I actually went grocery shopping. I ain't did that in like a month and a half.
Okay.
Because, I mean, gas prices is off the chain.
Yeah,
son.
Gas, man. It's, gas is ugly. We're talking about about $5.25, I think, right now. I seen a $5.09. But yeah, gas is hurting, boys.
Where the hell did you find $5.09 at?
When we rode past the Speedway gas station, it was at $5.09.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I seen it.
See, and that's the thing, man. You got to drive certain places to get 10 cents off. Like if you go to Costco mm-hmm. and you got a Costco card, you can get their gas for like 10 or 15 cents cheaper.
Yeah. It's, right now, it's good to have, like you said, those memberships at these gas stations when they give them to you. You know, like, hey, 5 cents off the gallon, 10 cents off the gallon. And I was talking to one of my guys at work, my guy Danny, and he was looking up some things where it was ways to save gas. Like if you get gas at night, it's like way better. And if you don't like, you know, when you you hit the gas guzzler, you know, the pump pretty much, and you know, usually you hit it all the way down to, you know,
the third click.
Don't do that. Yeah, because those fumes.
Yeah, and then you don't get as much gas.
Absolutely. So, yeah, folks.
I'll give you a couple more tidbits on that, how to save gas when you're actually driving. Like, if you're at a stoplight and you take off and you just go from, you know, zero to, like, 25 in, like, 3 seconds, you mm-hmm. burn up more gas. Most people don't realize that that's an air pedal. So the computer tells the car when to give the car how much gas, depending you hit the air pedal. They only call it a gas pedal because you put gas in the car.
Okay.
So it makes it sensible to the normal person that will be a gas pedal, but it's not.
Got you. So
it's a little, like if you just take off from a front, like if you go from a red light and you just like take, let's just say 10 or 15 seconds to get up to 10 or 15 miles an hour.
Yeah.
You won't burn as much gas. If you're running your AC all the time, you'll burn more gas.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there are little tricks and tidbits in order to try to save on that, but.
Absolutely. You know, the podcast, we want to look out for our people. So if you can get your gas in the morning or at night, because if you do it during the daytime, it's not good because, of course, it's the heat and the fumes that that, you know, pretty much dissipate. And go for, you know, pretty much, you know, not hitting it all the way to the three click. Do it on the one click with the fumes. And
there are two other things that I'll throw in on that. Remember the days that the prices change.
Yes, how true.
The days that the gas prices change at the gas stations. So if it's going to change, and right now it's on an uprise.
It changes. There's no rhyme or reason when they change.
Well, certain ones like do it on like Monday and Wednesday.
Nope. I worked at 7-Eleven. Nope.
Said no rhyme to the reason,
there's no
baby.
No rhyme or reason to it. But the only thing that someone will do is if somebody across the street has their gas for, we'll say 5:09, the gas stays across the street might put 5:08.
And hey, BJ, dude, it's been a long time. I was wondering what the hell you been up to as well.
I'm just working. But there's no rhyme or reason because we would run gas, three or four times a day. And what we did was we would check the five gas stations around us where they're at, and that's where we knew we need to set our prices.
Ain't that about a bitch?
But there's really no rhyme or reason. Like when we changed it, I was there 3 years. And then we acquired five different companies. Out of those five companies, nobody had a cent day.
Oh, wow.
Hmm. Yeah. It all depends. I mean, it just depends on the price per gallon
mm-hmm.
when it comes in from, like, where it closes out at, what they're buying crude at for that day.
Oh.
So.
There you go. All right. We'll learn a little bit of something new and pass on a little bit of knowledge to our people that listen to the show.
They make no money off gas.
Oh.
They make no money off gas.
That's crazy.
They make about a penny per gallon.
Hmm.
That's why a lot of places like 7-Eleven, Speedway, Circle K, those places last longer than the smaller ones.
Yeah.
Because they make their money off private label. Mm. Like that soda you spend 99 cents for, it costs like 5 cents.
Damn.
That's filled up.
Killing a game off that soda.
And for you spend, what, 2 for $4 on Tornadoes, those cost about, I think, 15 cents a piece.
Damn.
So, yeah, that's where they make their money at.
Hitting us off the snacks and sodas.
Yeah.
Ain't that some shit?
That's why it's a gas station.
Yeah. Absolutely. And then, well, it was Memorial Day. We had that passed a couple weeks ago. With that being said, going into the summertime, graduations, a lot of folks graduated. I was about to say what Lucci graduated?
Lucci and Justice, yeah.
Yeah, congratulations. My niece Dee Dee graduated. And then a host of folks on Facebook with their kids, they all graduated. I can't even name them all. But, yeah, congratulations to you guys, man. And the next step, adulthood.
Get ready.
Boy, get ready.
Shit ain't no joke.
That's like one of my guys, he posted a picture of him in a tree. And he's our age now. And I think his kids were giving him a little bit of grief about it. And I had to chime in because me and him used to climb in a tree as kids. It's like, you better value that. You better value that time where you didn't have no responsibilities.
Boy, be a kid while you got time to be a kid.
I tell you, stress will slap you in the face.
This thing called life is real, children.
I tell you, when those bills start kicking your butt and roof over your head, all that jazz, hey, enjoy your childhood. But for you guys that graduated, man, congratulations. And hey, man, good luck to the next step in life. Hell yeah.
What'd you do this weekend?
Oh, man. Wow, shit.
Well, this week and last week.
M Dodo for sure, though. I was about to say, man, I'm off the market.
You booed up?
I'm off the market. Finally, that ground beef that sit there for a long time.
The one that turned brown after you left the fridge?
They reduced the price on it. You know, somebody finally picks it up. I am off the market. So, yes, M. Dodo is booed up. Ain't that some shit?
Oh, man, dang.
I didn't think I was ever going to say that. That's some crazy shit.
Hey, man, look, let me tell y'all something. Ladies, the adventures of Indiana Doe have just gotten a little bit more subtle.
Hey, then now it's going to be like it's going to be like the adventures in babysitting or something. It's going to be a lot different. But, man, it feels good, man. So I'm booed up. So that is an interesting dynamic of the Avengers of Indiana Doe. We'll see how that goes.
Did you do anything for Labor Day? Or Memorial Day?
Memorial Day, man, kicked it with the fam. I'm about to say my bro, him and his lady, they did a barbecue. Went over there. Great time. I felt like, pardon me, I did something afterwards too, but I probably was wasted. I'm pretty certain I was wasted. Yeah, kicked it with bro, kicked it with one of my uncles. We did a little bit of something. Went to see one of my other brothers, actually, and then I went home and chilled. So that was about the gist of it, man. Had a good time. Had a good time for Memorial Day. Kicked it with mom, sis, nieces. So, yeah, great time.
Yeah, I did a big barbecue on Labor Day, the day after the race. So
Memorial Day, sir.
Memorial Day. I keep saying Labor Day. It's coming up next.
I get them both confused,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, me too. Because Labor Day is when the pools close. Memorial Day is when the pools open.
And that's when I need to keep that in my mind, the same thing. Memorial Day is when they open. Labor Day is when they close.
Yeah. So, I ain't looking forward to that one yet because it's about to be 99 degrees up in this mug this week.
I tell you. Right now, we in the summertime.
So, ooh, summertime.
You already know. So, yes, summertime. Oh, and then forgive us, man. Money Q is not with us today. He had a loss in the family. Prayers up to your brother. And, I mean, I hope we're keeping, of course, the Evans family in our prayers, man. I hope all is well. So, yeah.
Yeah, bro, we love you. We miss you. Take care of the fam. That always comes first, so.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And we're going to represent for you on the podcast.
Yes, sir.
That's what we're going to do, baby. I was about to say, any birthday shout-outs?
I actually didn't have that many birthday shout-outs over the past week or so, 2 weeks.
Okay.
I didn't have that many.
I feel you. I got a couple of them. I'm just going to, and it's a lot more, but I'm just going to rant off some that I had. Cousin Jaquita, a.k.a. Elaine, happy birthday. It was, I think, during the time that we missed the show. So happy birthday to you. Let's see. My girl, Renita Greer, happy birthday. Let's see. Oh, my God, Mikey Schaffner. That's my dude. Happy birthday as well. Trent Mason Dixon. Good old Trent, his old birthday. Trent. Yes, sir. Trent, happy birthday. Let's see, Robert Clark and Stacy. Yes. And then Justin, Juice in the Morning. Justin Kelly, right?
Yep.
Juice, happy birthday, brother. So, yeah, those are the birthday shout-outs I got. And anybody that I missed, of course, and y'all already know on Facebook, I wish you a happy birthday anyway. So, yeah.
Well, there it is.
There it is.
Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday.
Woo, 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 yeah.
Him said, ooh, yeah.
Heck yeah. Happy birthday, guys. What's the sign for? Is it Cancers or Sagittarius? I always, in this window, I always don't know what the sign is.
You should know it's, I mean, it's around yours.
Well, I'm a Leo, baby, so you know.
Well, I know, but that don't fall until the end of July.
But you know, it's like, is it Aries?
I don't know.
Nope. I'm sorry, y'all, but y'all, hey, we love you anyway. we love you anyway. So happy birthday to you guys. What's been going on in the world, man? Local, and worldwide. What you know, T?
Well, you know, man, it's been a lot going on here in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
A lot. I saw a woman on the news.
Did you?
And yeah, they be women and men and children.
They people be on the news.
Yeah. And she had bought a couch.
Mm.
Now, inside the couch, the cushions, she had found $36,000.
Say what?
$36,000 in the couch she had purchased.
Oh, wow.
Now, she looked up where she got the couch from, and the family members had passed, and so they got a hold of, like, the kids and gave the money back.
Man, what? So, hold up. A couch got sold, which the kids most likely sold the couch.
Yes.
And the person who, of course, you know, got the couch found out it was 36 G's in it, and they returned the money.
Yes.
You know, I hope that karma really exists, because that is a good karma points right there.
But well, they gave her $2,200 as a finder's fee and return fee and stuff like that.
Well, I'll give them that, because they didn't really have to give her or give that person anything.
She didn't have to give them that money back.
Yeah, she didn't. They didn't even know, apparently.
Yeah.
Oh, no. If they didn't know, shit.
I'd be damned.
Shit.
You better have a receipt.
Boy, if you don't know that money's sitting in that couch and you done sold me that couch, I ain't saying nothing.
We can go old school on this one. Finders keepers, losers weepers.
You end up trying to come see me about the $36,000. I'll have something for you.
You didn't know nothing about it, so there's no way you even knew where it was.
If it had not been for the Lord.
Had not been for another.
I would have not a near a nada. Nothing. 36 G, Super Booker T.
I saw that, man. I was like, for real, for real? Like, that's... Okay, so let me ask you this question then.
Go for it.
Would you, like, okay, they looked up the people after they found the money in the couch.
I wouldn't.
So the people didn't know nothing about the money. Would you have gave that money back?
I wouldn't have put no effort in looking up nothing.
I wouldn't have put no effort
in it. Besides looking up vacations, what I'm going to do to invest is money. I ain't trying to look up the people. That's like going to Ancestry.com. I ain't got time for that. I ain't got no time for that, baby. No, my origin story. I ran with that 36 G's. That's what I did.
Hey, man, I'm here to tell you right now.
Call me the road runner.
There is absolutely no way. Somebody would have had to come and get me. They would have had to look me up if I found $36,000 in a couch that I just bought off Amazon or some shit.
The only way I'm returning that shit is if, like, I didn't return it and then I start getting haunted by, like, the people that died on the couch or something, you know, the people that don't, you know. I'm like, oh, give my children the money. And I'm like, oh shit, take your 36 G's. Your daddy's hunting the shit out of me about this money. Oh man, $36,000, dude.
Man,
oh my god. But
I saw that. I was just like, I was flabbergasted.
Hey, because you hear, I mean, I think it was one story, this happened some years back, about the kid found some money, you know, and he didn't get, I think he got like a bike out of it or a bicycle, or some weird shit.
Yeah, I do remember
you
that.
You know, no way. If that money can't be traced and tracked, I'm keeping
okay,
it.
Okay, so I got another scenario that goes with the conversation that we're having. Mm-hmm. There was a Brinks truck a couple of years ago.
Oh, you know, I remember that.
On 70 West.
You think
and now, I'm talking about they dropped bags.
You think
of
I would
cash.
Return that money, Super Booker T?
I'm asking you.
Do you? You already know the answer.
I'm asking you. Would you have brought me some money?
I would have been. You already know I would have brought you some money. We'd have been through hell and high water.
Would you have brought me some money?
I would have been like,
no, I wouldn't.
Yeah,
I'd
be like, T. You know, put you inside T. And just, you know, just slide it to you.
They were saying that the people that was picking up money on the side of the interstate, they could get arrested and stuff because
they want to put the fear in you, you know.
Yeah,
you
and I ain't got time for that. Now, if I see a bag of fucking money sitting on the ground and there's no, like, I could see if I saw somebody drop it If I saw somebody drop it, that's different. Like, I'd have handed somebody $20. Hey, man, you dropped $20, bro. I mean, think about my bachelor party. Mm-hmm. How much money I made that night from doing something like that.
Yeah.
Like, I made, what, $300 that night?
Bachelor party. We was at the strip club.
Yeah, but we was at my crib.
You talking about picking up the money?
No, when I... Okay, listen, let me tell the story then, because now you're going to make it sound weird.
No, I'm just saying, hey, that was...
My bachelor party was at my house. Yeah. We barbecued, we kicked it, we chilled.
Ain't nothing right.
Had smoke sessions, and then y'all wanted to go to the strip club.
Hey, I'm just saying, that's
we
not...
We went to the strip club.
But that's not weird. That's what you're supposed to do.
No, I didn't say it
party.
Was weird. I just didn't want to do it for mine. So we went, and next thing you know, dude was dropping money on the ground, like underneath, like our feet, like my feet, his feet at the table. And I told him, I'm like, look, dude, you're dropping all this money. Here's your money. I picked it up and I handed it to him. And long story short, I ain't going to put the whole thing out there, but they had to get thrown out. And he ended up giving me $300 in cash.
Oh, dude.
I left with a lot more money than I came in with.
I went to a strip club one time and, you know, you first walk in, you know, do the bad, you know, your ID thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I looked down and it was $300 sitting on the ground. I never tied my shoe so fast in my life. I look around, tie my shoe, picked up that three and put it in my pocket, and I was happy. So yes, I get that. You already know my answer. No, I'm not giving that back.
I'm
keeping the money.
Like if you came to me, or like I said, if I saw you drop it, okay, yeah, I'll hand it back to you. But if it's just random money sitting on the ground, oh, you hit.
Yeah, absolutely.
You hit.
So that's a crazy story, though, with the
couch.
The couch. That's nuts. And then, of course, we got to go with this. It is Pride Month for the month of June for the boy, I'm going to mess this up, the LGBTQ community. Is that right? Plus?
Plus,
yes. So it's Pride Month. So, yeah, celebration. There you go.
I mean, my thing is this. Celebrate whatever you celebrate.
Yeah.
Like, if that's what you do, that's what you do. Like, I don't have to do what you do in order to celebrate with you. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not going to put myself in a position to say I'm going to do it in order to support you.
No, not at all.
I'm not going to do that. Like, you know, if you snort coke, if that's what you do, celebrate yourself. But I don't snort coke.
But they don't have a month where you, like, happy.
Every day is someday.
Well, I mean, but they don't have, like, a happy coke month.
National Taco Day. National Best Friend
but they
Day.
But well, no, they don't.
I know. I ain't heard it out yet.
I'm just saying, they ain't got,
I'm
like,
looking forward to it.
Happy cocaine month, everybody. Snort away, baby. Get your Stevie Nicks on. No, but.
I'm looking for Jim Belushi up in this
one. I tell you. Oh, geez. But, wow. But no, I'll say this. I do have a lot of friends in the, in the gay community. I don't, you know, to me, I don't discriminate. I love everybody, and I love those guys. So, yeah, man, enjoy this month. It's about you guys. It's crazy. I think I had, I was telling you about this. In Idaho, 31 white supremacists tried to rain on a parade when it came to Pride Month, and they got caught before they can do it, which was hilarious. The cops swooped in on those motherfuckers fast. They had smoke bombs and everything. They was about to ruin the Pride, you know, Pride parade, man. I was like, man, why? I was wondering, like, you know, you're sitting at home, you know, what the fuck are we going to do today? We about to ruin this motherfucking parade. That's what we about to do. You know?
Hey, man, look.
White power.
Real. Clayton Bigsby.
I tell you.
I'm gonna put it out here like this. Every day is a special day. I don't think that National Taco Day or Father's Day, even Mother's Day, like every day is a good day.
Cocaine Day.
Yeah, Cocaine Day. Like that's how I look at it, though. Like every day is a good day. You need to enjoy your life every day. And if what you do is what you choose to do now, and you know, I got a lot of people in that community as well.
Yeah,
a lot of people, and I love them. I'm not afraid to say that on this show.
No, because we both got family members that are, you know, that are gay. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, I got friends that are, I don't discriminate. I love them equally.
Like, do you. Absolutely. I want you to be the best you can do. So, I mean, do that every day. Don't look at holidays and National Taco Day or Crackhead Day. And think that it's just that's the day to do it.
You're getting the best street deals on Crackhead Day.
Like,
street deals.
Okay, let's just go to us now.
Busted
like,
TVs.
Even 420. Even 420, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That ain't the only day we smoke.
No, no, not at all.
You know what I mean? Like, we smoke every day because that's what we do.
Man, cocaine day has me really hype.
I lie to you not, bro. I lie to you not. On Monopoly, I wish they had a crack house, man. They got all these other houses. Where's the crack house on Monopoly?
They got to have a hood Monopoly. It's got to be a hood Monopoly.
I ain't seen it.
Like an MLK way, you know, MLK Drive. It's got to be there. That's everywhere.
Hey, man, I know it is, but it ain't. I'm trying to own the crack house block so I can get that real money, the underground money. But not go to jail and get my $200.
But my people, enjoy the week. All right, the month, forgive me. Hey, it's, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like you said, celebrate it, man. Don't, you know, the world is so crazy. And, you know, like I said, we talk about the white supremacists trying to ruin something like that. You're going to have those people that are going to be, you know, party poopers. So be you, and I hope you're enjoying this month.
Yes, enjoy. Absolutely. Yes.
Absolutely. Any local events that you heard of? Wildin' Out is here tonight.
Gonna go with this Nick Cannon shit with me right now?
Are
you really gonna do this right now?
I expressed my feelings about Nick Cannon, like I think the two episodes ago. Like I said, I love what he's doing as just a black entrepreneur. I just don't like the guy. But
I can deal with him making his money. I ain't gonna bite that. I ain't gonna bite that at all. Again, it was a professional decision by me. Because you called it improv and you disrespected my craft.
I didn't call it improv.
He did.
Oh, yes, yes. You flipped out about that, too.
You did not like that. I put 25 years in the game, and I'm still doing it. And I still don't like the fact that he did that. He don't do it anymore. Like I said, he call it freestyle comedy now. So he's not doing that anymore. But it was very disrespectful, and the whole improv community had to go crazy.
you are shitty about that. But yes, they're here. Wildin' Out is here tonight in Indianapolis. I seen Bo Baby. He had posted something on Facebook. I think he's there. So, you know, it just made me think about it.
I mean, don't get me wrong. It's an entertaining show, but you can tell it's scripted. If I started singing right now and you didn't know a song that I was making up, there's no way you would know the chorus.
But yeah, we're pretty much we go improv on this a lot. You know, we'll just
We sing songs that we know.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
I don't just make up a song and expect y'all to know the chorus.
No, that'd be insane.
I don't write something and then you pull something out your pocket and it's in your pocket and then you tell the joke about what's in your pocket.
I'd be like, damn, this dude's Professor X.
Yeah, like that shit don't work for me. So I mean, I support him. You know what I mean? As far as giving him kudos and props, but no, I'm not buying the ticket.
Got you. And then this is interesting. I know about 6 months back, I felt like it was about 6 months back, they talked about a woman suing Geico for catching an STD in her lover's car.
Yeah, I heard about this.
And she won.
Yes, $5 million.
$5 million for catching an STD, which is curable. It's not like
she got HPV.
But no, but what she got was curable.
Well, but HPV is something that can end up causing cancer and stuff later in life.
Especially for women, too.
Especially for women.
But for the insurance to have to cover that is insane. Yeah, car insurance.
Once I heard the car insurance had to cover that $5 million, I was like, hey, man, I'm in the wrong field.
Man, I should have been fucking in cars a long time ago. Oh, yeah.
You need to catch something, Mondo.
No, I don't. I don't know if I want to even take that risk. Like, you know what? You know they about to change the rules of the game and the car insurance. Now
there's about to be some loopholes in this month.
That was a huge loophole.
There's about to be some major loopholes in this month.
But when you think about it, she got injured in a car. It actually, like... What a crazy loophole, but it actually makes sense.
Mondo, you off the table now. You can't do it now.
No, I mean, of course, I don't want to. Yeah, I'm just saying, but what a loophole. Yeah, I don't want it. Hell no.
You can't do it now.
No, because they already changed. You know, they immediately when that happened, it was.
Hey, that's an employee handbook.
Now, boy, that is immediate. Hey, changing the rules of the game immediately. Allstate was looking at that shit, was like, nope. We about to change this Geico. Geico done fucked up and changed the rules of the game. Oh man, that was nuts. So yeah, that happened. She won, or apparently she won $5 million, or you know, yeah, in a lawsuit. I feel like they're gonna appeal it though. You know, it's got
to
be.
Oh no, they already said they were going to. They just don't know what they're gonna appeal yet.
Yes, yes. Locally, I was about to say, with, I don't know what the other states are doing, but apparently, you know, with the inflation of the gas prices, everybody who pays taxes is getting $225
in August.
I know. I thought it was in June, but like you said August. So.
Well, but June, there's a, like, it's a total of taxpayers getting back $330. And the first installment should be in June. And then the second installment, which is the one you're talking about, should be in August. Hmm. But even still, I mean, come on, man. Look how much money they make off of taxpayers a year. Like, if you're paying, let's just say, $1,400, $1,500 in taxes right now. They give you $330, you only got 15-16%
yeah,
of your shit back.
So, I mean, just it's not even hypothetical. But when you do get this money, what are you going to do with it? What are you going to do? $225.
Put it in my damn car.
There you go. It's nothing but pretty much gas money.
I can make all my other bill money.
Yeah, shit, that's why we work.
Shit, I'm going to put that in my car, whether I got to do an oil change or brakes or gas. It's going to the car.
Absolutely.
I'll be damned.
That is some crazy
shit. I can pay
shit.
All my other bills. I'm paying all my bills. But if you're going to give me some extra money, I'm going to put it where it needs to go.
Okay. Right on, right on. So, yeah. Like I said, I don't think it's like, you can't really splurge with that. You know?
Nah. Yeah, and nah, you ain't about to be balling on the budget with $330.
Yeah, not at all. Not at all. But it's still nice to have a little bit extra. I mean, because anytime you get some extra money, you really ain't thinking about, like, you know, what you've been paying anyway, like you said, taxes, what have not.
Yeah.
You know, still got, you know, like you said, with 330 total, or no, it was 225 and then one, you said what, 175? What do you
think? I think it was 170 or 175 or something like that. I'm not exact about the number, but I know that it's around $330 total from the two payments that's about to come out.
Hmm. So regardless, I mean, a little bit of extra money in your pocket. I know it ain't what, you know, what we actually deserve as taxpayers, but hey, you know, it never hurts to have a little bit of extra cheese in your pocket to balance it out, pretty much, because it sounds like it's just balancing shit out.
Truth be told, it ain't balancing shit out because we shouldn't have to pay taxes because we're not actual federal employees. So, let's move forward.
You went to Boston Tea Party. We ain't paying no taxes.
Right.
Yeah, you damn right. We're not going to take it. No! We're not going to take it. Yeah, I know.
So,
we need to go to Florida. What's the states that don't pay taxes? Is it Florida?
I don't know.
Florida and Texas, I think, or something like that, that don't pay taxes.
I don't know. I can't totally answer that question for you.
All right, go for it. My bad.
So, Run the Road Music Festival happened this week. That was over there in Garfield Park. And then the Strawberry Fest happened this week, too, downtown on the Circle. The Catholic Church down there, they do a Strawberry Fest every year.
Nice. I've never been to the Strawberry Fest. Oh, bro,
you're missing out.
I love strawberries.
Hey, man, they give you the strawberries. They give you the cake part. They give you whipped cream and fresh ice cream. It's an $8 bowl. Hey, bro, they sell until they sell out, and it's so worth it. If you've never been to the Strawberry Fest, you need to go. So that's a couple of the local things that I heard about over this week.
Right on. So, yeah, the Strawberry Festival, that sounds delicious. Have you heard about the Apple Air Tag? Everybody heard about that? You know, like the little tracker now that they have for Apple?
I heard about a story about it, but you go ahead.
Yeah, so they got the Apple Air Tag. It's pretty much just like a little, you know, it almost looks like a little lithium battery, but it's able to, you know, you can put it in your car, put it with your phone, but it's able to track if somebody stole your car, anything like that can track you. But the story I think that you're alluding to is about the woman in Indianapolis who hid an Apple Air Tracker in her ex-lover's car. And he went to, I think, a pub or something, and she tracked him down and ran him over three times and killed him.
Yeah, she went forward, back, and then forward again.
Jesus Christ. Sorry, Jesus, you got nothing to do with this. I won't use his name like that.
Yeah, don't do that.
Very sad. And they weren't even together.
No.
They weren't even together. This is like some old thin line between love and hate shit.
Yeah, buddy.
You know what I'm saying? Tracked him down. He's walking outside with his food, and you hit the man three times. So rest in peace. I think his name was Andre Day. I think I looked at the news article. So rest in peace. But that is some crazy shit.
I mean, my thing is when you have a relationship, it doesn't matter whether it's me and yours, me and Money Q's, me and BJ's, me and my wife's, me and my mom, my dad. Like, when you have a relationship and it's not working, just walk away. You know what I mean? Like, there's no point into putting all that extra effort into doing something so stupid.
That's just it's insane, man.
Yeah. Like, you lost it.
Killed this young man over that shit.
He had a good dick game, I guess.
Oh, had to.
Had to.
Because she did some shit. Wasn't even together. You're going to run this young man over. So,
you couldn't even deal with the fact that y'all broke up beforehand before you did that shit.
That is insane, bro. So, yeah, Apple AirTag. That can go, I guess it can go many a ways. Definitely many a ways.
I'm telling you.
I was about to say in sports. I was about to say the NBA Finals is going on.
Oh, Boston is acting a fool.
No, it's 2-2 now.
Well, I know, yeah. But they was acting a fool, and you know they was.
Yeah, yeah.
They had them first two games lit.
Yeah. No. It was 1-1 and then 1-1. So both took a game in there.
I didn't expect Boston to be playing as good as they are. Let me say that.
But, you know, the crazy part is I think ESPN, they said Boston had 86% chance to win the finals. I said, get the fuck out of here.
I didn't see that, nah.
Dude, I was like, no way. I mean, first, Steph Curry, Chef Curry. I mean, that dude is holding, and a couple of the supporting cast, but not the usual ones. Clay Thompson's having issues with consistency. Draymond Green is not, yeah, he's looking terrible. But it's the other players like Poole and Looney. And,
yeah, a lot of the players ain't like, man, this has been a fight. This ain't been just like. Even though they said, would you say 86%?
Yeah, 80, ESPN gave them 86%.
Okay, well, I can tell you
finals.
This much. It ain't looked 86% on either side, but when Boston has won their two games, it was a shit show.
Yeah, it was. It looked crazy. But yeah, the series is tied 2-2. I think this may go 7. I think it may go 7. So
I don't see why it wouldn't.
I tell you. So if you are an NBA fan, or a basketball fan, forgive me. Yeah, this is good finals basketball. Absolutely.
Absolutely. And I agree with that.
I about to say, then you have hockey. I don't even, you know.
I like hockey.
I don't watch hockey enough, just like baseball. But hockey, I think that's a good series, too. I think it's the Lightning versus, that shows you. I noticed the Lightning and somebody else.
Yeah, I like hockey. I got one of my good friends who played hockey, like, ever since we was in fifth grade. And I tried it. I can't stop on like skates like that.
Right.
But like he's a really good hockey player. So I got into that, and then I got a couple other friends who I do comedy with. They play hockey like in the semi pros.
That's what's up.
So I mean, I really like hockey. It's a good like Blades of Steel on Nintendo.
Old school.
Old school. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Boy, like. I like every sport. I don't know what it is about me in sports, but I like every sport. I don't know everything about most of them, but I know a lot about some of them.
Yeah.
And, I mean, but once the sports get going, I mean, back in the day, we used to play the Olympic Games on PlayStation. Remember that?
Hey, you had me think, oh, hell yeah, but then you had me going way back. You remember Nintendo where you had the pad on the track and field?
And yeah, boy, you have to get down on your hands and knees and try to do it better because you couldn't get your legs moving fast enough.
I never got down on my hands and knees to do it better.
Hey, bro, fuck you. I'm talking about when you were using pat your hands instead of doing your feet.
Hey, I mean, to each his own, brother.
Hey, sometimes you had to cheat to win that game.
Hey, that's cheating,
all
right.
Because, I mean, when I was standing up and doing, all the only thing that went through my brain when I was standing up and doing, you're a maniac on the floor. And I'm like, man, I don't want to dance like this
hands
no more.
And knees. Hands and knees. I didn't know that. I didn't know that trick.
Yeah, I did.
I bet you did. you leave the door open sometimes, T. I gotta kick it down. Like you said, man. All sports. Like I said, hockey. If it's on TV, I can most likely watch it. Baseball, I have to go to a baseball game. I cannot watch baseball on TV. I love to go to a baseball game. And, of course, it's baseball season as well. So baseball's going.
Well, you know, baseball, I played baseball for a long time. Y'all came to some of my games.
Yes, sir.
And I can go to a baseball game and enjoy myself. But if I'm just watching a baseball game, and like baseball is one of those things to where it's like, it's boring until something happens.
Absolutely.
And most sports aren't like that. I coach soccer. So when I coach soccer, I'm watching and I'm seeing everything that's going on. But in baseball, it's really, really slow.
It's like if I'm at home and a baseball game is on, if I want to go to sleep, I'll just turn it to baseball.
Yep.
There it is. A recliner and baseball.
And then you watch all the clips from ESPN you're all caught up.
Oh, immediately. But if I go to a baseball game, one of the best experiences ever.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
And then of course the seventh inning stretch, you know what I'm saying, with the good old take me out to the ball game. I love watching baseball in person. Can't stand watching it on TV unless it's the playoffs.
Yeah, the playoffs usually get good.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you can watch the home run derby and it's decent.
Absolutely. You know All-star game and the home run derby. Yeah. Celebrity. Yeah, I could watch that.
Yeah.
But when this is regular baseball on TV, I'm like, hell no.
I feel you on that.
Let me go to a game, baby. Yeah, so that's what's going on when it comes into the world of sports. Like I said, so it's a good time to be watching sports right now. Any new movies or shows that you guys have watched?
I watched that Ms. Marvel.
Ah, yes, Ms. Marvel, the newest
Disney Plus show.
Disney Plus show from Marvel. So yeah,
and she's going to be in the next Mrs. Marvel movie.
Oh, you mean Captain Marvel?
Captain Marvel. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I feel like it's aiming toward that,
too. No, they already admitted it. Kevin Feige already said it.
Oh, right on. So you got Ms. Marvel that came out. I was just talking to you about some of this shit. The Boys. I don't know. BJ, have you watched any of this? You been watching The Boys? Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. What you think?
First 15 minutes were hilarious.
Dude, the first 15 minutes were fucking hilarious. I was wondering if they're going to push the envelope. They're pushing the envelope on this season.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, as Homelander's gaining his popularity back, and then there's going to be so many people killed off.
Oh, dude, there's going to be a lot of people killed off. I just feel that coming. So The Boys is great. Obi-Wan Kenobi, has anybody watched that?
Nope.
Dude, you need to watch it. Usually, my whole thing with Star Wars is you really never really seen Darth Vader really get bout it. Darth Vader gets bout it in this motherfucker. I'm talking about he's about it. It's like, oh, shit, Darth Vader, because he's just like he gets hints, in the movies. Darth Vader comes. He says a little bit of line. Darth Vader is on some shit in this show.
That's what I've been waiting on this entire time.
I was sitting here like, oh, Darth Vader's walking in the room, choking motherfuckers. Bitch, you fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
Like, that's what I've been waiting on.
Yeah, so Obi-Wan Kenobi, Ms. Marvel, Stranger Things 4. I have not gotten to see that. Has anybody watched that?
No.
Has she watched it? Did she like it?
Yeah.
Ah, so Stranger Things 4.
During the last episode, so something happened.
Oh, shit. Okay. Oh, damn. All right. And then, let's see. I feel like I missed some. Obi-Wan, Miss Marvel. Oh, and movies. I watched the Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent, the Nicolas Cage movie with him and Pedro Pascal. The movie's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
That movie is fucking hilarious. It's a good movie. This is a good time to watch shows. The Boys, Obi-Wan Kenobi, Miss Marvel, Stranger Things.
I watched that new Dumbledore movie.
Ah, was that good?
Yeah, it was actually. Like my wife is really, really big into
the Harry Potter
series and stuff like that. So when she wants to watch them, I'll watch them. And bro, the movie is dope.
Okay.
That movie's dope.
Because I know it's on HBO now. I'm gonna give it a shot. Okay.
Yeah, it's out there, so it's worth it.
Right on. All right. So yeah, if you get an opportunity to watch any of these shows, guys, these are some good shows that have popped out. So we're geeks, so we're definitely down the geek road when it comes to these shows. I don't think most of the ladies are gonna watch these shows besides Ms. Marvel.
And Stranger Things 4 too. We did watch, like we talked about Doctor Strange.
Yeah, we did talk about Doctor
Strange. But the next one that I'm really looking to see is that Black Adam.
Oh, no. The next one for me is Thor, Love and Thunder.
Yeah, that comes out before Black Adam.
Yeah. And they got, of course.
I didn't like the trailer.
I think it's gonna surprise you, though. Got Christian Bale as Gore the God Butcher. So I'm excited. It's Christian Bale. It's fucking Batman. So it's interesting to see him playing a Marvel villain, which I was like, ooh, this should be fun.
And then they have Hercules in there?
They definitely have Zeus in there.
Zeus, that's who it was.
Who's played by Russell Crowe.
Yes, it was. Zeus. That's what.
Can't go wrong with Russell Crowe, but I think
Black Adam just doesn't look good.
It doesn't, but I'm still gonna watch it.
From the trailer, I'm like,
Okay, so let me ask y'all a question now that y'all say that. Did y'all like Shazam?
No.
I didn't like Shazam.
It was a kid movie.
It definitely is a kid movie.
Oh, it definitely was. I enjoyed it, though.
Yeah.
Here's why, though. You didn't ask me why, but I'm going to tell you why.
Go. Tell me why.
Ain't nothing but a heart.
Tell me why, too.
I liked it because of the fact it was a kid movie. Like, it was more of the comic book kid type feeling for me versus it being like a superhero movie for adults who already knew everything.
I don't know, man.
That's the reason why I liked it.
I got you.
So, and Black Adam is not too far away from Shazam.
But Black Adam was like he's a villain. You know what I'm saying?
And in this movie, they're trying to bring him out as a protagonist. And
I think that's where they're fucking up. You can't. Black Adam is a villain, and you're trying to.
Then the Rock.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, I'm playing Black Adam, and I'm gonna make him a hero. Rock, stop fucking up the goddamn storyline.
Yeah, and that's the reason why I still want to see it.
Yeah,
I'm one of those people who I got to see the movie myself.
Now I'm with you. I'm gonna give it a shot when it comes out.
So I gotta watch it. I'm not going to the theaters and seeing it.
I may go to the theaters to see it.
I don't think I need to. I got a projector screen big as a wall.
I may wait for the bootleg.
Yeah, I ain't going to do that.
But yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I'll give it a shot, though. But the next one coming out for me is Thor Love.
Yeah. I still think they messed that trailer up, too.
You think so?
Yeah.
How?
I know. I think it was a good trailer.
I don't want to give no spoilers, but trailer's out there, so it's already
spoiled.
Yeah,
people have seen the trailer.
Real talk, I don't think they should have showed Jane with Mjolnir.
Oh, no, because, you got to know the storyline.
Like, you have to know. No, that's my point. You shouldn't give that part away.
But when you introduced the villain, it was already kind of given away if you know the storyline. So that makes it makes it difficult.
But that's the difference between Shazam and Thor as far as explaining to people who are younger generational the story without them knowing the story. We know the story of how she got Mjolnir. You see what I'm saying? We know that story. The three of us in this room know how she got that.
Right.
Nobody else does. So when they show it, they get a, oh, look at her. She has to. It's kind of like a Captain America moment. But we all knew Captain America could move Mjolnir in Age of Ultron and in the comic books.
I don't know, T. I like the trailer of Thor versus the Black Adam trailer. I'll go with that. The Black Adam trailer, I was like, I don't know what the fuck I'm watching. I see Hawkman. I see Dr. Fate?
Yeah, Dr. Fate.
You know what I'm saying? I was like, okay, I don't know where this trailer is going. And it's like an origin story for Black Adam, of course. But it's like, man, you're making him a good guy. He's not a good guy. You know, I keep on going to that. Rock, stop fucking up. He's not a good guy.
Well, he's been doing that since he got into acting.
I mean,
should have stayed at Russell.
He's a $20 million man. He can do what he want, apparently.
Yeah, I ain't got nothing to do with that.
All right. We better light something up real quick, because I got a question for y'all. We better do the smoke break real quick. Go on, fire it up.
Hold on.
Get this going, man.
Let me get it.
Yeah, light it up, baby, because, you know, it's been an interesting week, so it's time to go ahead and ease your mind a little bit. Relax with the podcast. Man, what an interesting week. Right on. And pass me that real quick. All right, I got a question for you guys. I was talking to my lady this week, and she has sent me a text. And she was like, hey, for $3 million, would you sleep in a haunted morgue for a night? I wanted to go with less, though. I want to go less because $3 million, I think a lot of people would do a lot of shit for $3 million. So I'm going to go with this. For $100,000, would you sleep everybody say this motherfucker's haunted. Would you sleep in a haunted morgue for $100,000? You know, this motherfucker got paranormal activity everywhere. Everybody's saying this motherfucker's haunted. Would you sleep in a haunted morgue for $100,000?
I think it's more specific. Is it 12 hours, 14 hours, 24 hours?
I'm going with 12. 12 hours, like, hey, from 8 p.m. to 8 a.m.
You don't even have to sleep.
I mean, no, I'm telling, okay, no lights, no nothing. You're in a haunted morgue, dark fucking lights. All right, no lights, dark. Would you sleep there from 8 p.m. to 8 a.m.?
You still keep using a key word there that I'm with BJ on.
What?
Sleep.
Sleep.
If I know I'm going there, why the fuck would I fall asleep? I could just stay up and make the money.
I mean, but hold up. You ain't got nothing. You got none of your personal effects. You ain't got your cell phone on you. You right. ain't got nothing that's going to keep you.
I don't use cell phones like that.
I'm just saying.
To walk around?
I guess you can walk around in the dark. Yeah, you can walk around in the dark.
Well, they have to have some kind of light. Because if you're walking around, you can get hurt.
400 Gs, I mean, what?
But, yeah, but if you end up suing him for more than that.
Oh, shit, okay.
I'm just talking about, yes. Yeah,
so, okay, so I'll give you a light. You know that hanging dim light that goes in and out type of shit? You know, like the...
I think it'd be scarier with an infrared light. Oh,
that would...
You know those ones where you can see in the dark?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, like all you have is an infrared, that way if you got a piss or shit.
Right.
You know?
So like the you're talking about like the nightlight, or you know,
pee for 12 hours. I ain't pulling my dick out.
So for 100 G's, and like I said, you got the swinging light that's just blinking in and out. 100 G's, none of, like I said, no cell phones, no nothing. Would you sleep in a haunted morgue for that?
I would.
You would.
And the only reason why it's not for the 100 G's. Mm. It's for the fact that I could know that, hey, you know what, I'm in this motherfucker. This is what I chose to do. Now, I'm going to make this money.
Right,
don't get
right.
me
you're
wrong.
Gonna make, you'll make this cheese. I got
I'm going to make this money. But if I, like, I don't sleep very well. I have insomnia. So I don't sleep very well. So if I know I'm walking into a situation like that, 9 times out of 10, I probably wouldn't fall asleep.
I'm thinking, though, you know, what if you know, you're sitting there and this motherfucking chair just woof. Just flies across the room.
No. I could be 100% awake. If that shit happened, nigga, we got a problem.
you can't get. Because what?
I just sit there naked.
Hey, it's not the wrong way to go. Go rape your ass. No, Fleece Johnson is there. With you.
No one's going to bother me.
The spirit of Fleece Johnson is going to fuck with you.
Harry Johnson's going to walk on by and say, do your thing.
And you can't, like I said, once you agree to that 100 G's, you're locked into this room. And all sorts of paranormal activity starts to go, just go ham on you. Poltergeist shit, all that shit. You gonna be cool?
I'm not saying I'm gonna be cool. I'm not saying that.
I was gonna start jerking off.
I do. the ghost will quit fucking with you.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so let me.
Oh, wait, what is he doing?
Like let me ask you a question.
Scary movie when you remember the clown he got under the bed?
Yeah.
Uncle Ray Ray's got a game.
Oh, shit.
Okay, so let me ask you a question.
Go for it.
So have you ever been to a paranormal like activity place like Ghostbusters where they give you stuff and they try to say, hey, there are ghosts and stuff in here and you know, you're looking for certain waves and stuff. Have you been to anything like that?
Well, you're talking like some real paranormal shit where they got the equipment and the readers and all that shit. No, because I love paranormal shit first and foremost. I'm big on that. When I go home, I'm probably going to watch some shit like that that's, you know, like real life shit.
Like
you know,
Ghostbusters or not Ghostbusters, Mythbusters.
I don't know. The shit like Paranormal Caught on Tape where people are at home and shit is going crazy.
Listen to our first... if you listen to Smutcast, we interviewed a paranormal hunter.
Oh, really?
And he quit.
Oh, because that shit got real.
And he played the tapes for us.
Oh, shit. So, I mean, that shit's real, dude. And
then, I went to one. That's why I asked.
So you went to like a haunted house?
Yeah. Okay. So some years back, the wife took me on a haunted train. And I'd never been on a train before. It's a double-decker train.
Right.
And, I mean, we was on top. That mug swing back and forth like you on a boat.
Uh-huh.
And they was telling ghost stories and stuff about this town in Indiana, Georgia.
But was the double-decker bus haunted?
Well, they said the city was haunted, and then after you got back, like they took you like 3 or 4 miles out, way out in the woods. It was all black, no lights. And then they brought you back.
That's bullshit, T.
No, listen.
I'm listening to you.
You can ask the wife.
Linda, listen.
Linda, they brought us back, and then after that, we had to leave and go to the house where all the stories that they were telling where the paranormal activity was.
Because I want to do some shit like that. I ain't going to lie.
Dude,
like I
said, did that shit. I'm here to tell you right now. There was some shit going on. I was just like, well, we've been in this motherfucking house looking for ghosts for about an hour and a half. It was in Atlanta, Indiana.
Mm.
But I can tell you exactly where it was.
But if something touch you and whisper you in your
ear. Didn't no shit like that.
That's
happen
what I'm saying. Like you in a haunted morgue, is you are trapped in there for 12 hours with all this poltergeist shit going on. But would you do it? That's what I'm saying. I mean, I'd have to say
I'd give it a shot.
Give it a shot for that 100 G's?
Yeah.
BJ, you give it a shot for 100 G's?
I would do it for free.
Motherfucker, you tripping. I'm going to do it for free. I want some money.
But, I had to pay to get that experience.
Oh, no, I feel you on that. But, you know, we just going with the money first.
All right.
And talking about some old crazy paranormal shit. BJ, would you do it?
I don't know. After I thought about Mike and the stories he told us where there's something that happened in southern Indiana where this couple's son had died and an entity had basically came to there. Mm. Then they were in Michigan doing a exorcism.
Mm.
And then the woman that was supposedly possessed by the devil said that entity's name and then these people didn't know each other.
Oh, shit.
And then something else happened to Mike, and then one day he just quit, went to church, and stopped from there.
Hey, for real. That's just crazy.
During the middle of the interview, he had an iPhone, and his music started playing on his phone.
Nope.
His phone was in his backpack 7 feet away.
For 100 G's, I ain't gonna lie, I'd do it.
I'd probably give it a shot.
I'd probably be fucked up like for probably the rest of my life on this shit, but I'd probably do it for 100 G's. Like I said, you could be possessed and shit. And like that shit marks you. But
he's talking about what's called Rhodes Hotel.
Rhodes Hotel in Atlanta?
In Atlanta, Indiana. Indiana is a historic hotel building located in Atlanta, Hamilton County, Indiana. Built in 1893, is a two-story rectangular Queen Anne style frame building. Measures approximately 36 feet, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, and there's an article in Indiana Star, A History of Ghosts and Gangsters at Rhodes Hotel in Atlanta, Indiana.
Oh, wow.
So they told all the stories while we were on the train going out into the middle of the woods. And it was all black and all dark. And then when you came back, you bought like you bought tickets for both. You couldn't buy tickets for one. So after we got off the train, we went into the house and they had us going around the house and shit.
All right. So yeah.
You could stay there too.
Yes.
So there it is.
They actually did an episode on Paranormal Encounters, the Haunted Asheville House.
Oh, sweet.
Like, this was a big one. That's how we found out about it.
So for smoke break people, ask yourself that question. Would you stay? And yeah, I heard the description. We were very vivid. This shit would be jumping off in this motherfucker.
That'd be scary doing that or spending 24 hours in a federal prison that no one knows you're there.
Damn. Ooh.
Like Rikers Island. Oh. St. Clinton, 24 hours.
I would take my chance with the ghost.
Yeah, I'm going to stay with the cemetery.
Real people are worse than ghosts.
Yeah, I'm gonna stay with the cemetery.
Real people are worse than cuss.
Got me fucked up.
Like you said, you go into the cemetery. You even go into the morgue. I just sleep in the cemetery.
Yeah. I'm good.
All right. So that is our smoke break. With that being said, man, we about to go ahead and get petty. Let's go ahead and get petty with Detective Petty McGee. Yeah. Oh. Oh. Womp, womp, womp. Womp. Detective Petty. Detective Petty. Go, Petty, go. So it's been 2 weeks. I know we got some petty shit going on. What has Detective Petty McGee discovered in these 2 weeks? What we got, Superbook T? BGZ, I know we got some petty McGees in this motherfucker.
Hey, man, let me tell you right now. I done had to get petty on people.
Oh, shit.
Now, I love her.
I like how you started that off. I love her.
She's special in my life.
Oh.
She's my wife.
Mm.
But I had to get petty. Mm. I'm talking about last night.
Oh, damn. This is a recent petty.
This is fresh.
It's fresh petty.
I'm talking about right off the grill, right off the press. Mm. She said to me, I came upstairs and, you know, I'm having my little smoke break and I come upstairs and I make sure everybody's good, make sure they fed and stuff like that. And I get in the room and I'm like, hey, what's going on? She's like, oh, well, you've ignored me all day today. Hold on, who are you talking to? Hold on. Whoa. I didn't do nothing to you, lady. I came in this room to enjoy my time with you today. Now, I know it's tonight instead of today. I understand. I had shite to do. We got shite done, and I come to the wife, yes. And she's like, oh, you feel like, I feel like you just irritated with me and you don't want me around. Guess what Petty did?
What did Petty do?
Went out to the garage.
Ooh.
Started another smoke break.
God dang it.
I said, you know what? And now that's not even the petty part. The petty part was she thought I was going to stay being petty like that. No, 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 no. See, we don't go to bed mad at each other.
Mm.
So I came upstairs and I went to sleep. And then this morning. Damn. Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then today, I was like, okay, well, I'm still being petty. So what am I going to do next? So the covers were off me and she liked to make sure I'm covered up and stuff like that. As soon as she covered me up, I got up. Threw the covers off me, went downstairs, had another smoke break.
Damn.
Petty than a motherfucker.
That's some petty.
And then when she came downstairs this morning, she was like, oh, you still mad at me? I started laughing my ass off. I'm like, nope, I wasn't never mad at you. You the one trying to force feel me. Don't force feel me. I'll tell you exactly how I feel. I got that petty. Yes. And that was in the home front.
Damn.
Yes.
That's some vindictive petty shit right there.
And as soon as she came downstairs, like, baby, give me a kiss. I love you. How dare you get up when I cover you up and you come downstairs and now you're going to act like nothing's wrong? You damn skippy, because wasn't nothing wrong. You said something was wrong last night and I told you it wasn't, but you hung on to it.
Damn.
That's on you. Had to be real petty with the wife.
That's pretty petty. That's pretty petty.
Yeah.
All right. I got a petty one. My lady, she has a friend, right? And her friend she's married. And she's married to a guy named Kyle. And she's like, hey, we're talking one day. She's like, hey, my friend's husband says he knows you. And I was like, really? And, you know, she sends me a picture of the couple. And I'm looking at the guy. I don't know this motherfucker. I'm looking at him. I was like, I don't think I've ever seen this guy in my life. And then not only does he knows me, he knows my guy Anthony, and Anthony's Asian, which it really doesn't matter, but it made it kind of funny. But he was like, he knows both of you. And so I was like, huh? I was like, okay, this is kind of weird, because the only way that you would know me and Anthony is because me and Anthony worked together when we worked at Aaron's. So immediately I'm thinking, okay, well, maybe he was a customer or something. There's no other way. So I, you know, hit up Anthony. I said, hey, Anthony, man, you know this guy named Cal? And Anthony's like, no, man, I don't know a guy named Cal. So I sent him the picture. And he's like, I've never seen this guy before. And I was like, neither have I. So I'm like, okay, well, this is interesting. I don't know this guy. But I got to meet Kyle. So I'm over at my lady's house. And her friend and Kyle come over.
Man, you got a lady.
I know, I got a lady. That's crazy. That's crazy. That's crazy to say it.
She's a lady.
Whoa, 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 she's a lady. There it is. so he comes over, and now this whole time, you know, I'm already got the gun loaded. You know, it's cocked, because I'm like, I don't know this guy, and so he's an older gentleman. He's I think he's got me by like 14 or 15 years, and so you know he comes in, you know, hey man, nice to meet you, whatever. So I'm waiting, you know, I'm waiting the whole time, and I was like, hey, he's like, hey man, he's like, we know each other, and I do it like this. I do the hand thing, you know, the hand is straight. I said, Cal. And my girl's looking at me this whole time. I was like, Cal, we don't know each other. And she, when she's looking at me, she has to turn away because I let him know. Because he was like, do you go skating? I said, brother, I don't even know how to skate. You know, I said, roller skating? I bust my ass every time. Don't know how to roller skate. He was like, hey, man, did I meet you here? I was like, hey, I'm not even that old, Cal. You didn't meet me at Piccadilly's or the Wagon Wheel, brother.
Hey, Piccadilly's. Hey, Piccadilly's.
I said, you didn't meet me at Piccadilly's or the Wagon Wheel. I'm not that old. Sorry, Cal. But I was like, Cal, we don't know each other. But, hey, that was my petty moment because I just had to let him know. And then I was like, hold it, Anthony. And I called Anthony later. I said, so a random Asian guy, a random black guy. I said, what do you think this was, Rush Hour? I'm Chris Tucker. You Jackie Chan? You know what I'm saying? So it made me laugh. So, but I had to let Cal know. Cal, we don't know each other. And he was like, oh. And I was like, it's okay. But the crazy part is we did know somebody. We knew somebody, you know, I guess equally. But just there's no way that we could have connected that because, you know, I said, I didn't kick it with that person like that to ever meet you. So, yeah, that was my petty moment of letting him know. brother, you don't know me. There it is. That's my petty McGee. BJ, you got any petties?
No.
Oh.
I live a life of petty.
Oh, you do.
It's hard to narrow it down.
It is true. You probably did something petty 5 minutes ago. But that's it for our petty McGee. All right, nice. Kyle, you don't know me.
My wife don't know me either.
Won, won, won. Won, 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 won. Won, 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 won. Won, 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 won. Won, won. Women won't, women won't, women won't, women won't, women won't. Detective Petty. Detective Petty. We should have went out with T.I. on that one. You don't know me. No. But yes, I think, I guess we're close to this time of wrap up time. Yeah, pretty much. Man, it feels good to be back. Feels good to be back with you guys. Let's see, Super Booker T, you got anything to send off our people?
Just want to let everybody know. Want to throw a shout out to Money Q and his fam.
Yes, sir.
All the birthday people, everybody else, like everybody LGBTQ+. Thanks for listening. Continue to support your boys. We're gonna keep doing what we can do as long as we can do it. You know what I mean? So. One love, everybody. Check us out on all the different websites and stuff like that. Facebook, Instagram, TikTok.
All the platforms,
all
baby.
All the platforms, all them.
Huh? Instagram, Spotify, Anchor, all that jazz.
If y'all got questions for us, or if y'all got something y'all want us to talk about, go ahead, hit us up, let us know.
Yeah, shout out. And then, you know, we got the YouTube shit going on. We're missing our tech savvy man when it comes to Money Q and getting that out there. We got to get better at that. Like I said, prayers up for him and the fam. Hope all is going as well as it can be. And like you said, Super Booker T, man, right on, guys, for listening to us, man. We appreciate you. It's always fun being back. And that's it. Enjoy your evening. Let's give him a howl, Super Booker T.
Looking for M's like I lost a friend. Jump out of my bed like red at red. You go hold an egg, way to bring a check. When we talk, we collision call. Keep us in your thoughts, fully dressed at the crack of dawn. Weapons heading off, I can hear them from the block. See them creeping through the fog. Season's greetings, now feeding season can start. Oh my God, look alive, looking like I live life.